أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يسمعون فيها لغوا إلا سلاما ولهم رزقهم فيها بكرة وعشيا تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا صدق الله العظيم الله تبارك وتعالى continues to speak about those that make tawbah. They may have changed the deen of Allah, or they would have committed acts of kufr, and hence they make tawbah thereafter. And this is the most important factor. We find in the hadith, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "At-ta'ibu min al-dham kaman la dhambala." That a person that makes tawbah from a sin, but his tawbah was a complete tawbah. There was complete regret, remorse. There was complete resolution of not embarking on the sin at all. And the person left the sin. So that's a complete ta'ib. Then when he makes that tawbah, it is like there is no tawbah whatsoever. And hence we find in another hadith, At-ta'ibu Habibullah, that the person that makes tawbah like that, he becomes the beloved of Allah. And here the promise that Allah Ta'ala makes, that the person remains on that tawbah, he leaves this world in a manner in which he has brought iman, he practices righteously. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant that person Jannah. So in the ayat we discussed yesterday, there will be absolutely no zulm, no oppression, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant him the gardens of Jannah. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا, that in it they will not hear, the people of Jannah, they will not hear any lagwa, any absurd talk, any vain talk, any talk that is unnecessary. We can see from here, to talk unnecessarily and to listen to talk that is vain, absurd, that is also one kind of adab of Allah Ta'ala. It is an adab in the fact that we're listening to something that is frivolous, we're listening to something that is incorrect, we're listening to something that earns the displeasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and that is a great form of adab from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So if we speak good, then we'll hear that which is good. If we do good, then others will do good upon us. Illa salama, but in Jannah, the talk will only be that of salam. One is salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. One will be the salam from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One will be the salam from the malaika and the angels. And one will be the salam from the people of Jannah. وَلَهُمْ رِزْقُهُمْ فِيهَا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًّا, and for them will be their provisions, morning and evening. Now in Jannah, is there any morning and evening? In this world, morning and evening is determined by the sun. There will be no sun. Allama Alusi rahimahumullah explains that there will be only noor in Jannah. And that noor will change. And the one noor will indicate the day, and the one noor will indicate the night. And like how in this world, a person at intervals gets his meals morning and evening, like that he will be served. This serving is of honor, because remember, when before a person goes into Jannah, he is given to drink from the Hawd-e Kawthar, and after that there is no need for any food. Whatever food a person eats will be because of desire. That desire will carry on. But morning and evening, he will be served because of the honor that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant him. Tilka al-Jannah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, that is Jannah, that is paradise. Alladhi nurithu min ibadina, which we will give as an inheritance to our slaves. When the ayahs before this, Allah Ta'ala said, he'll inherit the land, the earth, because now nobody will have any ownership of the earth. But when it comes to inheritance for the slaves of Allah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant them as the inheritance Jannah. Man kana taqiyya, but which slaves? Those slaves who had the quality of taqwa, they abstained from kufr and shirk. And then the next is they abstained from anything that Allah Ta'ala was displeased with, what we will call the makruhat, they abstain from every form of sin, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant them according to their abstinence. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.